The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
The cry after World War II and the Holocaust was never again and never forget. Well, I can't say that the Holocaust is reoccurring, but I can say that much, maybe most of the world, has forgotten. Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Monday afternoon. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. The Jewish people have probably been hated more than any other ethnic group in world history. They have been hated, persecuted for centuries. And then World War II came. Adolf Hitler, the Nazis, the Holocaust, 6 million Jews slaughtered, killed, put into ovens, gas chambers, their bodies stacked like cordwood. And when World War II finished and pictures began to come out of the death camps, the concentration camps, the world began to realize what had been happening without the knowledge of most of the world. When that came out, the sympathy of most of the world was turned toward Israel. And I firmly believe that God used this universal sympathy of the world to allow the United Nations to establish the nation of Israel in 1948. Please don't misunderstand me, and please don't misinterpret what I'm trying to say. God uses tragedy for his glory and for his benefit, and even for the benefit of his people. And I firmly believe that probably without the Holocaust, the sympathy of the world would not have been turned to the Jewish people, and Israel would probably not have become a nation again. After all, this has never happened in human history, to my knowledge. A race of people completely disseminated across the world, displaced. Their nation ceased to exist for many, many centuries. Dispersed all over the world, there was no Jewish nation. There was no Israel for centuries. And then to come back to their homeland and to reestablish a nation, to my knowledge, that's never happened before. And again, I believe that a good part of that reason was because of the Holocaust. And similar to what Joseph said at the end of the book of Genesis, you meant it for evil, God meant it for good. Israel returned to the land, to their land, that they had a biblical and even legal right to. One way of looking at this whole Israel conflict, They are the indigenous people of that part of the world. The Palestinians have no real claim to Israel. Anyway, to a great extent, the world has forgotten the Holocaust. And once again, all over the world, Jews are being persecuted and hated. And it's happening here in America as well. Right now, as we speak, there is a very, very large group of pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist protesters, anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, Jewish-hating, terrorist-loving protesters who have encamped on the campus of Columbia University, absolutely violating the laws of New York, absolutely violating the orders of Columbia University and their leadership. It has been violent at times. And the president of Columbia University has taken a very, very soft approach. Some of the things that she has said. Let me quote from the president of Columbia University. And again, these things are happening right now as we speak. She said, this morning. Okay, she released this statement this morning. She said, "I am deeply saddened by what is happening on our campus. Our bonds as a community have been severely tested in ways that will take a great deal of time and effort to reaffirm. Students across an array of communities have conveyed fears for their safety, and we have announced additional actions we are taking to address security concerns." Whoa. Excuse me, Ms. President. She said, "Students across an array of communities have conveyed fears for their safety." No, Jewish students are fearful because Jewish students are under attack. She goes on, "The decibel of our disagreements has only increased in recent days. These tensions have been exploited and amplified by individuals who are not affiliated with Columbia, who have come to campus to pursue their own agendas. We need a reset to de-escalate the rancor and give us all a chance to consider next steps. Therefore, I am announcing that all classes will be held virtually on Monday. Faculty and staff who can work remotely should do so. Essential personnel should report to work according to university policy. Our preference is that students who do not live on campus will not come to campus." Do you understand what's happening here? The leadership of Columbia University have capitulated to a bunch of pro-terrorist activists. They have given in to them. So, kids who want to come to Columbia, and I mean, my goodness, this is an Ivy League elite school. Kids who want to come and further their education are told, don't come to campus. Well, what about the protesters who have created an encampment, their own little city on the campus of Columbia University? Well, they're allowed to stay. Oh, the university president has said, "Would you please leave? We don't like you here. Would you please leave?" And of course, the protesters have said, "No, we're not going to leave." Now, New York City police. You would say, well, where are the police? Jewish students are being harassed. Some of these protests have become violent. New York City police have said, well, that's a university campus, and we are not allowed to go on campus unless the leadership of the university invites us. What? Yeah. We can't go on campus unless the we're invited. The university president went on to say, you know, and I'm quoting, we need to sit down and talk. How many times have you and I talked about this thing of worldview? The secular humanist worldview. There are not bad people. They're not evil people. They're only good people that have not had encouragement. And if you just treat people nice and sit down and talk, you can reason even with a terrorist. These people who have taken over Columbia University are encouraging the death of Jews, the destruction of an entire nation of people, Israel. And the response of the president, we're just going to have our students stay home. Instead of bringing the police in, or even the National Guard if necessary, to remove the people that are violating campus rules and regulations and the state of New York, no, we're going to make the students stay home. We're going to allow the protesters to stay. This is not how you deal with people who support terrorism. All right, we'll be back.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, breaking news again in New York. Not only has Columbia University been taken over by protesters, pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist protesters, now New York University, NYU, has been taken over by pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist protesters. And the leaders of the university earlier this afternoon said, I've never been to New York University, probably never will, but evidently there is a large plaza, and the university announced, the plaza must be emptied of protesters by 4 p.m. You must leave. You're not allowed to be here. It's private property. I just looked at the television monitor, and it's 4:25. They haven't started to leave, and in fact, the crowd is actually growing. You know, I keep telling you I'm not an expert on anything. I'm certainly not an expert on how to deal with large protests. But unless these universities across America, unless they determine to deal with this in a decisive manner, this is going to evolve into violence. Okay, I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but we've seen this happen before. This is going to evolve into violence. People are going to be hurt, and it's very possible that people could be killed. So this, the latest is New York University, Yale, Harvard, Columbia, and now New York University. And some of the more disturbing things, they are protesting in support of Hamas, which is a terrorist organization, and most of them are wearing masks. You say, well, why is that important? They don't want their identity known. Anyway, it's so bad at Columbia. Columbia has a rabbi who is kind of one of the resident rabbis on the Columbia University campus. He has strongly encouraged all Jews who attend Columbia University to stay away from the campus. Quote, a prominent rabbi at Columbia University warned Jewish students, go home and not return to campus because of extreme anti-Semitism. Rabbi Eli Buchler said the events of the last few days, especially last night, have made it clear that Columbia University's public safety and the NYPD cannot guarantee Jewish students' safety in the face of extreme anti-Semitism and anarchy. It deeply pains me to say that I would strongly recommend you return home as soon as possible and remain home until the reality in and around campus has dramatically improved. It is not our job as Jews to ensure our own safety on campus. No one should have to endure this level of hatred, let alone at school. How is the city of New York responding? Well, New York City Mayor Eric Adams said, quote, I am horrified and disgusted with the anti-Semitism being spewed at and around the Columbia University campus. Like the example of a young woman holding a sign with an arrow pointing to Jewish students, quoting Al-Qassam's next targets. That's one of the leaders of Hamas. In other words, assassination. Or another where a woman is literally yelling, we are Hamas. Or another where groups of students are chanting, we don't want no Zionists here. I condemn this hate speech in the strongest of terms. Hate has no place in our city, and I have instructed the NYPD to investigate any violation of the law they receive a report about and will arrest anyone found to be breaking the law. The mayor said, we will not hesitate to arrest anyone who is found to be breaking the law. Have they arrested anyone? Not that I know of. The White House deputy press secretary said calls for violence and physical intimidation targeting Jewish students and the Jewish community are blatantly anti-Semitic, unconscionable, and dangerous. So far, talk. This is going to grow until decisive action is taken. We'll return.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.